Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. I am your host, Captain Kirk, and I thank you for joining me right now. I hope you're having a great time, and if you're just tuning in, you've been missing out on a great time of grand old soundtrack music from movies, TV shows, and video games, and not just any old soundtrack music, because there's a lot of movies out there that their soundtracks come with lyrics, or with pop music, or rock music, or, you know, whatever genre is out there. But this particular genre is more on the instrumental side. So if you like classical music, you might like some of these pieces of music that I play. I mean, you can't classify it as classical, but if you like that type of instrumental music, you might like this. So stay tuned, stay here, and give this a shot. You just might like it. That's what I do here on this show, is I play soundtrack music, hoping that you use your imagination, opening up your mind's eye to let stories to be told in your imagination. There was an episode I did a while ago that I had stated that I was listening to this particular soundtrack music. It was actually a Doctor Who tune. And I was still in bed. I was still kind of half asleep, but I just was trying to wake up. And this, for some reason, I decided to do this. And as I was laying there in bed listening to this particular music, all of a sudden my brain just took me to this imaginary world. It was fantastic. I even told the story on that episode, and I just might repeat it. I don't know. I just found it really good. It had something to do with, you know, the world was peaceful and everything was right, and all of a sudden basically evil came out and ruined everything. And then here comes our hero, which in my opinion was God. This was basically God versus Satan. And God just easily defeated Satan in restoring everything. I mean, just, there was so much more detail to my story. I wish I could just tell it to you again, but not right now, one of these days. What I am going to do, however, is I promised my little one, Evangeline, that I would do a short story for her. And she's dying to hear it. So here it is. Here's a short story. So listen in. It's going to be pretty awesome. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train. Her cars were filled with toy animals, giraffes with long necks, teddy bears with almost no necks at all, and even a baby elephant. There were dolls and the funniest little toy clown you ever saw. But that was not all. Some cars were filled with good things for boys and girls to eat, and lollipops for after-meal treats. The little train was carrying all these wonderful things to the little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain. She puffed along merrily. Then, all of a sudden, she stopped. She simply could not go another inch. Her wheels would not turn. "Here comes a shiny new engine," said the little clown who jumped out of the train. "Please, shiny new engine, won't you pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the shiny new engine snorted.
"I pull you? I am a passenger engine. My train has sleeping cars and a dining car with waiters. I pull the likes of you? Indeed not."
And off he steamed. Soon the little clown called out,
"Look, a great big strong engine is coming."
"Please, big engine," cried all the dolls and toys, "won't you pull our train over the mountain?"
I have just pulled a train with big heavy machines. I am a very important engine indeed. I won't pull the likes of you.
And the big engine puffed off. The little train and all the dolls and toys were very sad. Big engine is not the only one in the world, cried a little toy clown.
Here comes another. He looks very old and tired. But our train is so little. Perhaps he can help us.
But the rusty old engine sighed. I am so tired. I must rest my weary wheels. I cannot pull even so little a train as yours over the mountain. I cannot.
And off he rumbled. By now, the dolls and toys were ready to cry. But the little clown said,
Here comes a little blue engine, a very little one. Maybe she will help us.
The very little engine came chugging merrily along.
What is the matter, my friends? She asked kindly.
Will you pull us over the mountain? Cried the dolls and toys. Our engine has broken down, and the good boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us.
I'm not very big. I have never been over the mountain. But I think I can. I think I can.
And the little blue engine hitched herself to the train.
She tugged and pulled and pulled and tugged. And slowly, 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 they started off.
Puff, puff, chug, chug went the little blue engine.
I think I can.
Up, up, up. Faster and faster the little engine climbed until at last they reached the top of the mountain.
Hooray! Hooray! Cried the little clown and all the dolls and toys. The little boys and girls in the city will be happy because you helped us.
And the little blue engine smiled and seemed to say as she puffed steadily down the mountain,
I knew I could. I knew I could. I knew I could.
I don't know about you, but I never thought that in my lifetime I would hear that story with such a dramatic tone. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. Well, there you have it, Evangeline. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that short story that you handed me. And I guarantee you that there is going to be more in the future for you. So instead of, you know, do more short stories or me talking, how about we just do some great soundtrack music from TV shows, movies, and video games for the rest of the half hour, huh? Here you go. That was Stark Goes Green by Alan Silvestri from The Avengers, the first film. And before that, and in the order that you heard it, Invisibility Cloak by John Williams from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Three Gates by Martin O'Donnell from the video game Halo 3. A Nova Upgrade by Tyler Bates from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. The Long Song by the BBC National Orchestra for Doctor Who Season 5. And then Opening Credits by Michael McCann from the video game Deus Ex Human Revolution. And again, that last one you just heard was Stark Goes Green by Alan Silvestri from the Avengers film. All right, it is the bottom of the hour, and so only 1.5 hour left of this show, unfortunately, but it is what it is. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.